Here at SOS Paranormal, that brings you chilling true tales. We also do paranormal investigations. And sometimes I am contacted by people who are having issues with what they believe to be ghosts. I would like to share with you all the true story of one particular investigation. On this occasion, I was contacted by someone who had a residence at Young in country New South Wales. Her and her neighbours, who shared a common property with separate residences, had been experiencing strange happenings at their homes for a very long time. Everything from seeing shadow people, hearing footsteps, noises on doors and windows, and sometimes disembodied voices. As a result, they asked us to attend the residences to see if we could figure out what was going on. In January 2022, I headed out there with team member Vince to investigate just what might be going on in these residences, and we were not disappointed. Now, although I'm the kind of person that believes in the paranormal and can feel energies, Vince is more skeptical. This doesn't mean he's not a believer, he just doesn't know what to believe and takes a lot of convincing. This is good when it comes to an investigation like this. Unfortunately, we were only able to do a short investigation, but hope to return there again sometime in the future. This is the story of that investigation. And you may want to turn up your speakers or headphones a little. After a 4 and a bit hour drive, we arrived at the location at approximately 5 p.m. The weather was nice and may have been clearing from rain earlier that day. We looked around at the surrounding areas as we got out of the car, and there was nothing unusual about the area. It looked like any other residence on any other street in any other suburb. It was still full daylight, being only 5 p.m. in the Australian summer, and we soon made our way to the neighbour's house. We'll call her Abigail. The resident who contacted us, who we'll call Jane, wouldn't be home, and she had left the key with Abigail. The residence was Jane's late father's house, and Jane was looking after it. She would also stay there on occasion. After speaking to Abigail, we gathered our stuff and accessed Jane's property. I knocked 3 times before entering Jane's property, as is my custom. This is to let whatever spirits inside know that we are entering, and hopefully ward off evil. As soon as I opened the door, my attention was immediately drawn to the area at the end of the short corridor. I looked up and it felt as if someone was standing there. For about a second or two, I could have sworn I saw the figure of a man, kind of heavyset, standing there and looking directly at us. The feeling I got from him was that he was wary or suspicious. Just as soon as the image came to me, it left, and I announced out loud that we were friends of Jane's, and that she had invited us to stay the night, and that we weren't there to cause any trouble. That was the last I would see of the man. Although we set up our stuff in the 2-bedroom home, there was nothing awfully creepy about it, so I told Vince that I would go to Abigail's home next door. I spoke to Abigail for a while, and I asked her if I could take random photos of the property and voice record our conversation about her experiences there. She told me that she had many events and things going bump in the night. Sometimes as if someone was walking around the house, and sometimes as if she hears someone speaking from one of her rooms. While speaking to Abigail, I felt as if there was something more curious than sinister, lurking around. But even though I tried with photos, even sneaky ones over the back of my shoulder, I didn't capture anything on photo. It wasn't until I returned home that I realized that I had captured something on the voice recorder. Even though there was only Abigail and I in the room, the faint voice of what sounds like an Aboriginal woman speaking was picked up on the voice recorder in the background, possibly saying, "I'm home." This is not a neighbor, and the residences are far enough from other properties that a voice wouldn't be picked up so closely and clearly. Here is that sound clip. And a warning to any Aboriginal listeners that this voice may be the voice of a deceased person.
Damn it, the there.
Yeah, she said there was an issue with possums.
Yeah, we have possums. Oh, we used to have a wombat.
I didn't know it at the time, but I was later told that immediately before Abigail lived in this house, it belonged to an Aboriginal family. At the time, Abigail was dating a man who lived there with his mother, and she only took over the lease after the mother passed away and he moved away to be with family. Was the man's mother still there in spirit?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
George's residence was the third of the adjoining residences and where most of the activity was said to take place. George lived alone, but he reported events in great detail, and he admitted that he was worried and scared of what was going on. He told of one such occasion, that he was fast asleep at about 2 a.m, and suddenly he heard extremely loud banging on his front wooden door that startled him from his sleep. He jumped up in his bed and was afraid for two reasons. Firstly, because of the aggressive manner in which he had been woken up, and secondly, because in front of his wooden door was a locked fly screen door. That meant that whoever was banging on the front door had managed to break in past the first secure door to access the wooden door, or the banging was coming from inside of the property. This loud door knocking, he had said, happened on more than one occasion. George also reported frightening incidences that started to happen like this one. He had made himself a cup of tea and was sitting outside on his balcony, only to turn around and see a black, shadowy figure of a male inside the property where he had just come from. George became angry and scared and ran back inside yelling abuse at the figure, only to find that it disappeared and there was no one inside. This happened on several occasions, he said. George also told me that things in his home would be moved from where he had left them, things would go missing, or that he would hear strange noises in his home. He also told me about the odd occasion where he'd had a few too many drinks, and he found himself talking or arguing with someone in his home who wasn't actually there. I admit it, George's place felt different to the other two. The energy in the place was different, and it felt as if something was around. I even commented to George at one stage that I could feel energy at that time in a specific spot, and asked him if that's where he had a lot of trouble. He confirmed it, and we continued talking about his experiences in the house. Unknown to me at that time, someone else had also answered my question. Someone who we could not see with us there, but that evidently I had felt. Here is a clip of the ghostly response to my question. This one, I feel, needs no explanation.
Is that where you get most of things happening? Tends to be.
Yeah, well, the doors are open once.
After that, with George's permission, I started to look around his home. I felt drawn towards the kitchen area and realized that when I walked to a specific area of the kitchen, the hair on my arms and back of my neck would stand up on end, and I would feel tingles. I thought it was weird, and even George noticed it. As soon as I would step away from that area, the feeling would fade, and the hairs on my arm went back to normal. I had to get to the bottom of it. To the right was a refrigerator. Directly in front was a kitchen bench, and to the left were two closed wooden doors. When opened, those doors revealed a small laundry space, just big enough for a small washing machine and a sink. It was in this area, almost as if between the laundry doors and the fridge, that this weird phenomenon would happen. I called my friend Vince over and we got some equipment. We had an EMF meter and two cameras, one for still shots and one for video. For those who may not know, an EMF meter measures electromagnetic fields, which can come from various sources. And let me tell you, by the end of it, Vince the skeptic was confused and admitted that what was going on there made no sense and was weird. On investigating, we found that there seemed to be an electrical current running along the room in an arc directly over where I was standing earlier. I measured the EMF on active power points to get an idea of what a baseline reading might be for actual electrical cables. But what was strange and creepy was that the electrical current was almost as high at the frame of the wooden doors as they were on an active power point. George confirmed that there were no cables or power points in or above the wooden door. And Vince even used a GoPro on a handle to send the camera up into the space immediately above the door. No cables, only wood. To make things more confusing, the reading of an electrical current of the washing machine inside the cupboard was zero, as it was switched off. In the end, we found that there was a significant EMF reading running along the wooden door frame, either side of the center of the door, and then from the middle center of the door, going up into the roof space, across the roof, and down the other side. There was no logical reason for these high energy readings, and I could only conclude that maybe there was a portal there, a gate of negative energy whereby dark forces can travel and enter homes. Ultimately, Vince and I stayed the night at Jane's residence, and several cameras and recorders were set up as well. That night, a windstorm hit the area, making the house creak and make noise. It was hard to tell what may have been natural or supernatural, and with that in mind, we went to bed about midnight. I was in the main bedroom and Vince stayed in the second bedroom. I admit it, it was hard to sleep that night. Not because I was afraid, but because the windstorm was so strong that it created so much noise. In the trees, on the roof, and the balconies themselves. I did eventually fall asleep. And at one stage of the night, I was awoken by what sounded like footsteps up and down the corridor. They weren't particularly fast. It just sounded regular enough to possibly be someone walking. It was so clear at first that I assumed maybe Vince had gotten up to go to the toilet. But after a while, I realized that the noise seemed to be like someone pacing up and down the corridor slowly. Admittedly, the windstorm had died down a bit, but it was still blowing, so it was hard to tell what it was. Exhausted and confident that the full-spectrum camera I had left running might capture whatever was there, I must have fallen back asleep. Early in the morning, around 6 a.m, I woke up, and keen to get to the camera, a very raggedy and tired-looking Vince emerged from the second room. "Why did you come into the room last night?" he asked. I took a second to absorb the question. "What do you mean?" Vince then explained that he was asleep, and awoken by the door of the room opening. He saw who he believed was me walk into the room and stand right next to the bed he was in. Then whoever he had seen seemed to be moving its arms over him, and Vince assumed it was me with the EMF meter or a camera. He said that he even complained, "What the hell are you doing?" and told me to go away. Then the figure moved away. He said that when he aroused to check the bedroom, no one was there, and the door was back to how he had left it. So there you had it. There was me, the believer, who only heard what I thought were footsteps, and Vince the skeptic that had the crazy, creepy experience. I rushed to check the full-spectrum camera in the hopes that it would have captured something, only to find that it had stopped recording much earlier in the night due to either a malfunction or some other setting. We soon packed up and had to leave, but not after I smudged myself, Vince, and his car with white sage. Might I add, with much complaining from Vince about the smell, and then knocked 3 times before leaving James home. In the end, the investigation was not disappointing. A few captured EVPs, a confirmed but unexplainable electrical energy running through an entire room of a property, the hearing of footsteps, and a strange visitation in the middle of the night. Just what is going on in these residences? And are they all experiencing the same thing? Or are there different spirits in each home? There is a short video version of this investigation on my YouTube channel. I will supply the link in the description if anyone is interested. Thank you to the residents for inviting us into their homes and talking to us about their experiences. And thank you to the spirits that shared their space and ultimately made themselves known. Hi guys, we need your stories. This show is made up of the real life experiences that have been shared with me over the years. So, if you have ever had a paranormal experience, ghost, alien, weird creatures, whatever, please contact me, seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details in the description.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.